July was the second month this year, as we talked about last week.
It's actually showed the seventh month of this year.
Good afternoon from the roof. Again, we didn't do it yesterday. We should have, because it would have broken it up a little, because it was raining. Ben didn't want to use an umbrella. So here we are on the sunny roof today. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, welcome, guys. We're changing up gears a little bit here. We're gearing up to talk about a bit of a different side of the market. We've spoken a lot about rates falling, a lot about prices going up, going down, sellers' expectations, buyers' expectations, what the market's been doing. But today we're going to discuss three points in particular that seem to be on a lot of people's mind right now and spoken about, because it's still a little bit of a wait and see game. But Jay, what are those three things?
The three topics that are commonly discussed in today's market, at least from what we're seeing, the first being the situation in Hong Kong. The main question being, if this continues and if it escalates, are we going to see money flowing out of Hong Kong into Vancouver, making our market spike up again? Mm-hmm. Number one. The second most common question revolves around recession, the fear of recession, and what that may do to our Vancouver real estate market is number two. And number three is the end of year, or close to end of year, national Canadian elections. Mm-hmm. And if that's going to do anything to our Vancouver real estate market.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll start with Hong Kong. Do you know the background story between Hong Kong?
I do.
The background story.
But feel free to give 2 cents.
Okay. So basically, what most people have seen was China essentially were looking to implement a law in Hong Kong which allowed for extradition back to China.
So keep this to like 30 seconds.
Yeah. So keeping it quick, there was a situation which brought that up. And obviously China operates a bit of a different way than we in Canada, America, Europe, and so on and so forth. So a lot of people in Hong Kong were afraid of this because it was going to almost create legal kidnappings, and they were worried it was going to basically be tainted, and the Chinese government was going to taint things in their favor. And so the bill that was due to pass actually got stalled. So the argument is still that it's not 100% dead. And so that then went on to something else, which it wasn't 100% dead. So the leaders have not confirmed it to be 100% dead. So is the leadership system now corrupt? So just so you know, Hong Kong doesn't operate on like a national election like we do, or a general vote. They're basically about 1,200 influencers that are like professionals who vote on who is going to lead the ship, if you will. And it's very heavily Chinese influenced, and so it's very pro-China, which a lot of people in Hong Kong are not happy about. So they've been protesting this. The protests have been extremely violent. Tear gas has been used, police brutality has been used, which has escalated things even more. And to the point, I think it was last Sunday, there was a rally, and there was 1.7 million who attended. And considering the region has a population of about 7.5 million, that's huge. So because of that, it's all been escalated back and forth. And of course, people are worried about the situation there. Are they going to leave and take their money to, and their living or their lives to Canada? And of course, Vancouver, climate-wise versus the rest of Canada, is very preferential. So is there going to be an influx in our market of those from Hong Kong looking to safe refuge here in Canada?
So what do you think?
Economics side. Well, it's one of those things which has already erupted, but we personally haven't seen a large increase in people from Hong Kong coming over. And I think even at our highest, when foreign buyers were really investing in the market, I think it was about 10% of those were from Hong Kong. And the rest of that majority were predominantly Chinese or mainland China. So that's a wait and see. I mean, there's already been some protests over here in Canada about what's going on over there on both sides, here in Vancouver as well. So I don't know. It depends how bad the unrest gets. And I think it's everyday citizens who start feeling that their life and their children's lives are in danger. I think stays and gets to that point, which I mean, it's been like it for the last 3 months, maybe. Unfortunately, we don't have that infamous crystal ball that we keep talking about yet. So again, it's a wait and see game.
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I think it's Vancouver homeowners wishfully thinking we're going to have a third party strike of something that's going to stimulate things back to what we saw.
Yeah, and I mean, Hong Kong is no stranger to protests, and there was all the pictures that went around about the umbrellas and the protesters with umbrellas. Fun fact for you, that was so that they could block themselves from cameras, police cameras, and also so they could block the tear gas from landing down by them.
Okay.
Just to let you know, yeah. So again, that one's a wait and see. It's a bit of a nasty one that it would get to such a, you can't hope for that to happen, because then you're hoping for some even further distress in Hong Kong to
for
then
sure
benefit the market here.
But I just don't see, even though that is bad and they're wanting a more democratic system and all that sort of stuff, I don't feel that they're sitting by their computers waiting to press send on a
offer or something.
One-way plane ticket to Vancouver.
Okay.
Is my two cents on that.
So then the second one is a recession. This is an interesting one as well, recession.
I think with the recession, a lot of people get confused. They hear recession and they think America 2008.
The Great Recession.
Which was to a much larger magnitude.
Was a mecca.
Effect of a variety of circumstances, not just a recession taking place.
Yeah.
Did a recession play a role? Of course. But the entire subprime mortgage circumstance, which we don't have here, and the housing bubble collapse due to the subprime circumstance, which we do have or do not have here, was, at least what I've read, having been reported on, a much larger issue than the fundamental recession itself.
So it was a mecca of the recession taking place, as well as the financial crisis, in terms of like the subprime mortgage, the whole industry collapsing, along with the housing bubble collapse as well. So it was like a combination of all three of those.
Yeah. So I think when people think recession, they think that.
Yeah.
And that is not a recession. There's a part of that that's a recession, but that's not a recession specifically or in an isolated situation.
Yeah.
So.
And actually, since that recession, they have, and you can go to our blog and see all the links to this as to where we've got this information recorded, but the appropriate authorities have even come out and said that Great Recession was predominantly that crash of the subprime market and the housing bubble collapse, and the appropriate authorities failing to educate those and get a basically take the reins on toxic mortgages rather than the recession itself.
Exactly. So a recession in itself, in an isolated circumstance, is two consecutive quarters.
Yeah.
The GDP has
decreased.
So
that basically means unemployment has increased, wages have not increased, they've just remained stagnant, and people are basically buying less, hence the decline here.
So obviously in that circumstance, jobs can be lost. Mm-hmm. And then as a domino effect, you've got no income. People are living very tightly financially these days with mm-hmm. a lot of household debt from a variety of avenues is what the records show. And then in theory, mortgage payments start to become missed and yeah. then circumstances take place. So can that happen? Of course, but I don't think that people's emphasis should be on the absolutely dramatic circumstances of the 2008 U.S. financial crisis, because that was definitely a perfect storm, not just
a standard recession.
A standard recession in itself. Is this still running? It is, of course.
Yeah. So it's interesting because there's so many arguments on both sides for this as well. There's people who are screaming about the inverted yield curve. The inverted yield curve, it's always predict a recession and so on and so forth, and they swear by it. But when you actually look at the states in the last quarter, because that's what everyone's talking about, the states going into recession yeah. affecting us, it's the GDP this last quarter actually grew. But what they're worried about is because of this trade war with China, and China's GDP actually decreased this quarter, so did some parts of Europe, that is essentially going to have a domino effect come back around and and hit the US, which will eventually then be the domino that hits us here in Canada. But even the, I can't pronounce his last name, but the Bank of America CEO, Brian, I think it's Monihan, even came out and said that he doesn't see a recession happening because citizens in the US are still continuing to spend. So, and for obviously the recession to happen, it needs to be on a decline for 6 months.
And unemployment is low, and
unemployment's at an all-time low as well. So, I mean, you've got some people who are just, nope, I'm convinced, inverted yield curve, it's coming. Then you've got some people who are like, no, look at the facts, it's not.
But you know what I find, especially through what we see, is the people that are talking on these points are people, for the most part, wishing for the market to go down based on these circumstances.
Well, 100%, because you're justifying it to yourself. You're justifying why prices are going to come down even further, why you should not buy. And it's the same thing that happens, right? When prices start to either go up, it's you missed it. You missed the opportunity because of some false justification to yourself, or you didn't miss it. So
yeah.
And the third and final is, and we can't really talk too much about this because there haven't been any specific campaigns, so it's just early talk about it, but general election.
Yeah, if Mr. Trudeau is out and whoever may come in place, and if circumstances around that will change. Do they have their hands in anything that comes in provincially? Possibly not. More so the interest rates from a national level. Bank of Canada, is that going to continue on the trajectory it is, which is flat or soften, or is that actually going to change? But again, as Ben said, we haven't really been spoken to from the platforms yet to see what their basis of running will be and what their taglines are going to be and all that sort of stuff.
So that one is really just got to sit back and wait and see.
Not too far out at all, no. But yeah, we don't really have all the scoop yet on who's saying they're going to do what and if the big man's actually going to get the boot.
That's it. So unfortunately, no specific answers for you this week, guys, because we can't specifically answer those. It's just a wait and see. But it's
this is just kind of an insight of what we're seeing and what a lot of people are thinking along the lines of what reactive is the real estate market going to be reactive to.
Yeah.
These things these days. These are kind of the,
because it's an interesting climate
of the month right now. Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? The one flavor is going to send it skyrocketing, and the other flavor is going to send it pummeling downwards even more. So it's just waiting to see what happens. So we will be,
as we saw, as well. The actual numbers. July was the second month this year, as we talked about last week.
That showed the seventh month of this year.
The second month this year to show increased sales numbers and decrease listing numbers.
That's it.
So
I'm interested to see what August brings. I'm interested to see the figures for August and follow trajectory.
Exactly. Is that going to create a trend now, or are we going to have a flat or softer August?
That's it.
Kind of what we're waiting with bated breath over here.
So guys, thank you for joining us again this week. Reach out with any questions as always, and FYI, we are not economists or professionals. We're just putting our opinion, everything that
we
said.
Do not make purchasing or investing decisions based on what we were saying.
What are you doing?
Comment below. I'm doing the comment thing.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Next week.
Bye-bye.